Hey, welcome back. I am going to share today two super important lessons that we've learned around content repurposing and working smarter, not harder. So let's head in, join me on the inside, cue the theme song. We'll see you there. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Welcome back to another episode of the Content Toolbox. Today, I want to share with you guys something really fun that has happened, and a couple of like kind of fun off the wall lessons that I've learned, which of course, I turned around and put a business spin on, and now it's actually allowing us to work even smarter, save even more time, and I think these are some fun lessons to kind of look at from any perspective. So first off, all right, you guys have probably seen, we officially have our content machine is up and running. We have got some really cool posts happening. And here's the reason why. So you guys know, when we first started our machine, I was tweaking the process and everything. So I was super involved in all of the steps, which we all know, as a business owner, I should not be super involved in all the steps. So shocker of all shockers, not all the steps got done. Because that's what happens when you're the bottleneck in your own business, right? So I was going through and working on tweaking our process a little bit and just kind of really having fun with it. But I realized I need some help. So I actually went out and hired somebody full-time to take over all of our social content, kind of the calendaring part and all of the posting and maintaining relationships with people that are posting comments and things like that. So I just said, hey, if I can really train somebody to help do that part, then that is going to help us continue to move forward. So we did that. And she came on board. By the way, super fun side note, when I interviewed her, part of what she's gonna be doing as well is implementing our Dream 100 strategy and getting me booked on your podcast and getting out there and talking about content marketing, because that's something else that I definitely need help with and kind of getting that exposure, right? Totally wasn't even planning on talking about that in this episode, but here we are. So when I interviewed her, I was like, yeah, so basically I need you to take over all of our social stuff and to be my pimp. So she still came and worked for us. Kind of worked, right? Anyway, so she came over. So her name's Carol, and she has joined us and taken over. And if you go look at all of our feed, you can see the exact point in our feed for anything. I don't care if you're on Facebook or Instagram or even our new Pinterest channel, you can tell where she is picking up and kind of making these things happen. So when she came on, she's like, and so we have all of these repurposing things that we're doing. She's like, this is really cool. But some of the posts that I've seen that I know people are getting so much more engagement from is key takeaway, whether it's a tip or a synopsis or like a, you're kind of boiling your message down to, you know, like point one, two, three. So just super condensed, just give it to me fast, right? And I was like, huh, that's really interesting. I hadn't thought of that, right? We were doing all sound bites and cool little quotes and our why stories, which all that stuff still gets engagement. But to Carol's point, she's like, hey, maybe we should do some tips and then we can actually set them up as, you know, like on Instagram, we can do the carousel post where we have different images for like each one of the steps kind of thing. And I was like, hey, that's really cool. So we modified our system so that when I'm creating the content, I'm right here recording this right now to you guys. Then what happens is I go in and I write up my why story. We've talked about that in the past. I go in and I talk about, like, why was this important? What's the core emotion? What does this boil down to? And then what's another story in my life when I felt the same way? So I use that same material to kind of create that bridge. So when I'm creating this content, what I'm doing is I'm now recording my core content, and then I'm still recording my why story, which is what we were doing before. But now I'm also adding in, okay, now if I'm gonna take the synopsis of this entire message and break it down into a condensed, just give it to me fast, what's the tip, right? For this one, I'm gonna say there's two steps to start working smarter, not harder, with your content repurposing. So like that is, you don't have to listen to me drone on for the whole time. You can literally go, oh, cool, I got it, right? So Carol has actually been implementing these and designing up some fun things. And sure enough, we are getting so much more engagement off of them. It's really awesome. And what we did is we stepped back and said, okay, now we're doing these things. So when we have an episode go live, this episode live right now, what happens? We have posts that go out and say, hey, episode's live. We send out to our email list. We share that story that I developed, which is super important. And we're creating the tip. And then we're pulling like a quote from the story. We're doing like a little snippet, soundbite, quote, whatever you want to call it, from the story. So we have about 5 posts that are ready made for each podcast episode that we're sending out. And we're stopping right there. Now, ordinarily, our content machine would pick up and we would go and pull out all these additional snippets and then just pull all this other information out. Actually, there is one more thing we're doing, which I forgot about, but we are taking the entire transcript of everything and we're still making a blog post about it because SEO, super important. So we're still doing that part, but we're not pulling all of the different pieces out and creating the 30 different content posts that we're normally doing when we're doing our full content repurposing. Because we said, hey, we've got about five posts that we're putting out when each episode goes live. We're doing 2 episodes a week. So that's already 10 posts that we have available to be able to share on the different channels. That's still giving us posting consistently like once a day on different channels, right? That's still a little bit of exposure. It's not bad. Then what we're doing is we're watching those numbers and we're saying, okay, what tips are resonating? What are people really engaging with? Because we know this is the content then that they want to see. We're looking at the blog and we're seeing which ones are people clicking through to read more. What are they watching more on YouTube? Which ones are they downloading more on our podcast? And it's really cool to see those numbers. And as we see, like, oh, this one's starting to trend, like, this is pretty cool. So people want, this is definitely something people are interested in. Then we go back and we say, okay, now we're gonna run our content cash machine on this episode. So we're doing it after the fact, after it released. And so then we're able to go back and create like these 30 additional posts, and all of it is just gonna drive straight back to the blog or the YouTube episode where we have this airing. So what we're doing, we've set it up so we're actually working so much smarter than harder. We're not just repurposing everything right out of the front. We wanna make sure that what we're doing is actually stuff people want to see and want to engage with before we say, okay, now let's put the effort in to create all these other posts, right? So cool. So even with that, we've got 30 posts. We're finding on average, we've got like 1 or 2 that are really performing about every 2 weeks, right? So that gives us extra posts to be able to continue ramping up our content cash machine. We will still have multiple posts per day and multiple different story items and things like that. But this time we know that it's content that people are really, really interested in. And I just love this. And I love that, you know, sometimes it takes an outsider perspective. And so the rest of our team has been working on this content cash machine really for, oh, since we started it, right? And so we bring somebody else new in and she's like, well, this is cool, but what about like this, right? And so it just kind of flipped a lot of what we're doing and it's made so much of a difference. So I love it. Thank you, Carol. And it's just been a really fun experience. So if you are already repurposing your content, I urge you to take a look at what can we do, MVP, minimum viable product, to get like initial posts out so that you can test what's gonna work and then go really hardcore work on repurposing that. So that's tip Number one. Okay, tip number two. This actually came to me when I was watching a TV show last night. I know this is gonna be a shocker, super geek, and I have, for a long time, I've been watching this cooking show. First of all, I love to cook. My husband and I do it together. It's like a fun thing that we get to spend time together and be creative and talk and everything. So one of the shows that I love, and it's been around forever, it's called Good Eats. And it has Alton Brown as the host, right? And Alton has been around for a long time. And I realized in looking at this, like mid-90s, you know, is when this mid to late 90s. And you go back and look at it, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, things have really come a long way since then. But here's what I love about the show. Even when you go back and look at the old episodes. So he's like, let's go cook a steak. Which you would think like, okay, we're gonna grab it and here's how you like season it and throw it on. No.
And this is a steer, or at least a drawing of one. Now, steers are where all great steak starts. A steer is basically a bull that's been, well, let's just say they don't make much time with the ladies.
He goes and he's like, let's go to a cow field and let's diagram exactly where all of the good pieces of steak come from off of a steer, right? This is what you want. Okay, now when you're buying it at the grocery store, what do you want to look for? Even thickness, here's the moisture. Like, he goes through all of these different things. And then when you actually get to the cooking phase, he's always looking at like, here is how the food that you are using reacts on a molecular level.
The Maillard reactions.
So here is why you want to cook it this way instead of this way, or at this temperature instead of this. So he goes into a fully scientific background, which I love it. Super nerd out, right? So here's an interesting thing in terms of content repurposing that I discovered last night, and I'm totally going to do this as well. Love it. And it's on much the same vein as the adjustments we've already made with our repurposing. So if you go look up the show Good Eats, you can see the original Good Eats that came out before. He is now working on a new season of Good Eats. So it was there, went away for a while, now he's bringing it back. Love that idea that something you did in the past, you can bring back. Then the thing I love the most is that he's actually treating this almost like, totally gonna date myself, Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind of thing. So he's putting up the episodes and it's now called The Reloaded. So this is so cool. You're taking old content that you have and you're repurposing it into a new Reloaded. And what he's doing is he's actually doing personal commentary on himself as he's going through the show. So he'll film himself being like, okay, well, you want to make sure like when you're cooking your pasta, you have tons and tons of water, like all this extra water. And he's like, the narrative on the sign, he's like putting signs in wrong, not correct. This guy is cuckoo. He's commenting on himself in a way that is so, so much fun, right? And then he pops on either like in front of the old footage or cuts over to a new screen. And he's like, okay, this is what I thought then. But since then, I've learned so many new things. And I did this and this and this. And now here's why I do it this way. Gives you a new instructional. And then he goes back. And there's also so much fun where he's pointing out behind the scenes. He's like, well, when we originally filmed this, we filmed it like this.
But back then, we had to deliver, of course, in the old TV 4:3 aspect ratio. And then later on, that got stretched out to 16:9 later. So we all look really fat, or at least.
It is hilarious because what you're seeing is a lot of the behind the scenes. He's like, by the way, I don't actually have a sister. This person that came on here, total actress, right? And then he brings the actress from before back on the show. Anyway, it's so much fun because he's playing off of the behind the scenes things and the positioning, like the stance that he has shifted, and he's okay with calling himself out and saying like, I believed it then, but here's what I believe now. And I love the idea of being able to show how you learned from things in the past and being able to contradict yourself, but essentially talk about like, here's the learning path and here's why I now believe this, right? And you're repurposing the content. You're still creating some more, but you're just deep diving on something you already created. So, so smart. I love this idea and I definitely want to go back. My wheels were of course spinning, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, back to YouTube channel stuff that I had done on Formula Done like years ago. I could seriously go back and pull some of that stuff because a lot of the message is still relevant, but some of the things have changed. And how much fun it is to do those throwback things because it's, whew, so many things changed, right? But to be able to like play off of that and be like, oh yeah, look at, ooh, wow, that was like a really bad hair day. Or like, see this hiding in the background here? That was actually like lights stacked up that were trying to be off camera, but instead you can actually see a little bit of it, you know, or you can hear the mailman come in partway through shooting. Anyway, I think that it would be so much fun to kind of play off of that. And it gives you so much more of that, like behind the scenes, really personally connecting. You're taking and developing a personal story around the content that you already created. And I think that that is so genius. And if you're a super nerd and you like to cook, definitely go check out Good Eats Reloaded because I think it's fantastic. That was totally a non-paid endorsement. I just really love the show. But seriously, I think that it's a really good lesson on how you can repurpose that content, use it to kind of reset yourself up as an authority, because we're all supposed to be continuing to learn and grow and do all those things. And actually showing, here's where I was, and now I have relearned, and I'm like, now here's where I am now, and this is the journey I went through. I think that just elevates your authority even so much more, right? So I'm gonna challenge you. Go look at some ways that you can work smarter, not harder. Check your numbers, and go dig up something out of the archives and look at what has changed from that point and create something out of that. For now, with updates, with commentary, however you want to do it. I fully plan to, and I will definitely share with you guys when I do. All right, so if you want to find out any of the ways that I have continued growing or things that we are offering now, ways you can get involved in workshops where we're one-on-one helping people with this. We are just now starting up. I'm so super excited. We're starting up a little coaching group where we're actually gonna help people one-on-one with stories and where you're at with your content, how you can repurpose this and how to make it work for your business. Just doing literal like face-to-face as a group growing together to get your content out online. So if you wanna know how to get involved in any of those things, go check out thevirtualgen.com and make sure you guys also that you are on the Content Toolbox. Get into the Content Toolbox resource area because we have so many amazing trainings from our other speakers and things from us as well in there. Ways to get you started on that repurposing, working smarter, not harder, and I bet there'll probably be something in there soon about how we're doing our own Reloaded episode. Awesome. See you guys on the next episode. Thanks.